I'm in WPR's Buck Studio in Madison talking with Nikki Grossman and Joe Hart, otherwise known as Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers. Welcome, Nikki and Joe.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you here, and thanks for making some time to come by. And how about we start off with a song?
All right, sounds good. This one is Borrowed Time. On a high rocky ledge where the wild wind blows, from a little crack an old oak tree grows. Where it hides its roots ain't nobody knows. Looks like it lives on borrowed time. Well, it's twisted and bent with its back to the wind. It's been growing hair since God knows and what prompted it to live a life so close to the edge. Guess it's got to live on borrowed time. Borrowed time, borrowed time. Pay the balance somewhere down the line. All you weary wanderers, raise a glass of wine to borrowed time. Any sign on the north edge of town, waiting on a stranger to take me where I'm bound. Goodbye all you good time friends, baby, see you around. Looks like I live on borrowed time. I was never born to ramble, I was never meant to roam. The river is my front porch, the highway is my home. So until they lay my rusty bones beneath the churchyard stone, guess I'll have to live on borrowed time. Borrowed time, borrowed time. Pay the balance somewhere down the line. All you dusty travelers, raise a glass of wine to borrowed time. Borrowed time. Balance somewhere down the line. All you dusty travelers, raise a glass of wine to borrowed time.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great. It's off the new CD, Don't Think About Tomorrow Tonight, right?
That's right.
That's one of my favorite songs on the CD. I think that was the first track we played on the show, actually.
Thanks.
That's been a popular one.
Yeah.
Well, the CD's such a nice mix of styles, you know. And so what sound were you going for as you put that CD together?
Well,
it was really driven by the songs themselves. We sort of made the decision early on that this was all about writing this batch of songs and kind of making each one as full as it could be.
That's our first album of all original songs.
Yeah, I know.
So it kind of just was like, well, here's the songs we've got. And we've also had a history of enjoying having a variety of styles in our set. We feel like that's what makes us entertaining, part of it.
Yeah.
that's what makes us feel entertaining when we're on stage.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about this in the car, actually.
There's a difference between
like, we can't have too many songs that sound the same on our set. And then, you know, we listen to some of our favorite musicians and we're like, wait, all their songs sound the same, but we like it. So why are we have this standard?
Well, I don't know.
I think
variety is a spice of life.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
nice.
Do that
yeah it's
show.
What works for us.
Well, and we feel like as a duo, there's a lot of space to fill on the stage, so we try to kind of switch it out. You know, we play a variety of different instruments and try to change up the songs. And so, in some ways, I think the record reflects that.
There were also production considerations that made it kind of sound the way it does. We worked yes. with John Wood from England as a co-producer on it.
And engineer.
An engineer. And there's a lot of managing that relationship made us make some choices about how we recorded in terms of like multi-tracking and stuff like that, studio technique that impacts the flavor of the final result as well.
Do you feel like this recording was a little more produced than some of your previous ones then? Or do
oh,
you?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was kind of what we wanted and kind of, I would say, one third what we wanted and two thirds necessity based on what we were trying to do, which was to have a full band sound. And like with our limited time and resources, we had to do a lot of multi-tracking.
Well, I think that's, I mean, again, I've not experienced trying to put an album like that together myself. Mm-hmm. I've done a little bit, but nothing that exaggerated, you know, that involved. Uh-huh. But I think for most people, they don't know all the steps and layers that go into making an album like that. I mean, it's a pretty involved process. How long did it take you to put it together?
Like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's start to finish. Very involved. And you do reach a point where you like you almost can't listen to it anymore, you know, because you're listening with such finely tuned ears to every teeny tiny little creak of every string. And you're like, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, yeah, and half the time you listen to it, you're like, it sounds terrible. And the other half, you're like, what? It sounds great. Why did I think that?
You just hope the good outweighs the bad as you're sort for of sure. listening yeah. to that. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple of friends who listened for us during the process a couple uh-huh. times and helped us kind of gain perspective.
And if you just tuned in right before I said it sounds terrible, it doesn't. It sounds great. It really does. It really does not sound terrible. I promise.
I can vouch for that.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of sounding great, how about you? I'll do another song.
Sure, that sounds great. You're on your guitar this time. This one is called You Don't Exist, and it actually all the songs we're playing today are from the new record.
You ask me how I know I won't see you again. You want to know how I can be so sure. Well, let me tell it to you so you'll understand. You'll be dead to me when you walk out that door. You can't break my heart if you don't exist, because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed. Cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. I don't have to wish that you were never born. Don't have to curse the ground you walk upon. I can't forgive you if there's nothing to forget. And I can't call out a name I've never known.
You said that she meant nothing. You said you could explain. But to me you're just some old John Doe who's found himself a Jane.
You can't break my heart if you don't exist.
Because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed. Cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't exist. You're not a Yeah. Yolodoreiti. You said that she meant nothing. You said you could explain. But to me, you're just some old John Doe who's found himself a Jane.
I used to think you were the lover of my dreams. You came into my life out of the blue. But if you came from nowhere, you can go right back. I'm gonna find a real man now that there's no you.
You can't break my heart if you don't exist, because a man who never was never can be missed. Your sweet words are unspoken and your kisses are unkissed, 'cause darling, you can't break my heart if you don't. If you don't exist, Yodoreiti, ohi, Yodoreiti, odili, Yodoreiti, ohi, Yodoreiti.
Wonderful. And I'm a big fan of yodeling, so that was great to hear that in there.
Well, I'm glad we could get some yodeling in today.
Yeah,
we have a lot of requests for yodeling. Like, people who have seen us before and seen us yodel will come up to us before a show and be like, there better be yodeling or I want my money back.
Well, you know, you've described your music as, and made me think of this as you were yodeling, inspired by that classic hillbilly country duo, old-time music sound and tradition. So what draws you to that style of music? Why that?
Well, when we first got together as partners in music and life, it was kind of like we filled in the musical spaces for each other that nobody else did. And one of the things we both really loved was that sort of close harmony style. And it's difficult to find people. It's been difficult for us to find people who want to sing that style with us. So we were like, hey, you want to learn Whispering Hope by the Blue Sky Boys? Yeah, I've loved that song for years. Oh, great. No one ever wants to sing it with me. So that's really kind of how it happened. We're like, wow, our voices sound really good together in this style. And it was a fun challenge for us to
kind of
really
learn those harmony
dive deep into studying the way that that style works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
try to dial it in.
Trying to perfect it. Yeah, dial it in.
And we also we played old time music for square dances and contra dances and stuff like that. And that's mm-hmm. kind of how we first started playing music together. And in that scene, everybody's got their little notebook that they're collecting. In addition to fiddle tunes, you know, kind of old, like, ooh, here's this old Callahan Brothers song that nobody else knows. So it's kind of this thing where you're like trading songs back and forth, but also, you know, friendly competition to find the coolest stuff, you know.
That nobody else knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it all kind of started, as we were mining for forgotten cool songs to breathe new life into.
And when we first started writing our own material, it was kind of an offshoot of that. Like, I would literally be like, I'm going to write a Charlie Poole song, you know, and get inside of their heads and really kind of recreate that mm-hmm. style with a new, you know, a new song.
Oh, we still do that.
Still do that a little bit.
We were talking about that in the car on the way here. That's a legit way to write a song.
Correct.
Well, so you mentioned on this album that all the songs are originals to you, too. So how do you go about writing a song? I mean, what's the process? Because the credits list all but one of them as the two of you co-writing them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the two is
one. Well, even that one, I mean, usually most of a song is written by one person and then we bring it to the other, and in order to perform it, we have to tweak it and polish it until it meets both of our standards of something we want to perform on stage. And sometimes it takes months or even years and years to get a song to that point where we're like, it needs something, but I don't know what it needs. And so often the co-writing will just be answers from the other person about what the song needs, which, like, it wouldn't, we wouldn't perform it if it didn't have that extra polish on it. So to me, that's co-writing.
Yeah, and a lot of editing, like we'll tweak phrasing and stuff like that in each other's work. So.
Well, how about we do another song?
Thanks. Sure.
Okay. Sure.
This one's called "Fools Were Made to Be Broken."
I should have known you'd stray. That's always been your way. But I thought just once you'd treat my heart as if it mattered. Like a rock that has crumbled into sand. I reach out to hold you, and you slip right through my hand. When it comes to you, I have always take all the blame. You'll leave me just the same. One day in remorse, you may look back to see it matter. I'll turn my heart away, but remember now and then, till you come back and fool me once again. When it comes to you, I have always been
I love how the sound of those guitar runs sort of mimics the two of you singing harmony together.
That's Awesome. Yeah. We when we put that one together, we really wanted it to be sort of two melodies, you know.
The vocal harmonies. Yeah.
And so that was a real careful, deliberate harmony, where that we actually even picked out on a keyboard to figure it out.
Oh, nice.
We really wanted we wanted two melodies that kind of intertwine together.
Yeah, normally we don't do that. We just kind of like
find our place.
The person's like, "Here's the song." And the other person, "You're singing harmony." "Oh, okay. Here's my harmony. La la la."
Now you you were down at the South by Southwest Music Festival performing down there, right? And you launched the new album down there.
Correct.
How was that? What was that like?
Oh man,
it was great. It was crazy.
So that's down in Austin. They have that every year. Yep. It's a huge festival with, and there's also like a film festival
festivals.
Goes on.
Yeah.
It's an everything festival.
Yeah.
And there's the official.
Can't even wrap my head around it.
The official music festival, but then there's like lots of side festivals, like probably 20 or 30 side festivals that aren't sort of officially related to South by Southwest. So it's really a huge
scene. Yeah, we played at one of them, actually.
We did. We actually did. And they. We didn't know it at the time, but they kind of billed themselves as sort of the anti South by Southwest.
But they didn't seem to mind that we had a showcase.
Official showcase.
They didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know.
They must have known.
Yeah, they must have known.
They didn't care.
It was. We thought it was cool that our music could be both an official showcase and the anti South by Southwest. Like
fits all situations.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Although honestly, the main. Event was really kind of focused on like hip hop and hard rock and
pop
alt
music.
Rock pop music,
country and Americana and roots music is a fairly small part of it.
Yeah,
and even within that, we were weird.
Well, that's a big deal though to be at that. I mean, that is a huge. How did you get connected to that? I mean, how?
Well, you apply, you know. But 8 or 9,000 bands apply for
an official showcase.
Yeah, for official showcase. Wow. But it's cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was great. I thought our showcase went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're part of a what I perceive anyway to be a fairly thriving music scene in Southwest Wisconsin. What's that like? I mean, to be connecting with other bands and do you guys collaborate much?
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It's amazing. We live in Soldiers Grove. I don't know if we said that or not. Gays Mills, Soldiers Grove area.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of the reason why I met Joe in the first place is I had had a bunch of other friends that we have in common that play music that live down there that I had come to visit when I lived in the Twin Cities.
And it really is, you know, like the sort of cliche is people sitting around picking the banjo on their front porch. That actually,
that
in reality, is what we spend our time doing with our friends. You know, it's great. We love it. And for me, I mean, musicians like Tim Foss and Tim Jenkins and Jane Keeley,
Jesse and Liz,
Jesse Downs and Liz. That's the reason I got into old time music in the first place. Those guys taught me. Mm-hmm. You know, they were my teachers.
We got some killer country cousins. Jamie and Sandler Wagoner living there.
Yep.
In a band called the Medicine Brothers.
Well, that sort of that arc from Madison through the Southwest up to La Crosse, it just feels like there's just so much happening in that. Does it sort of have its own weight where it starts to pull in things, you think? Pull in new groups and
probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the Driftless Books and Music, which we get some phenomenal acts at that place.
That's in Viroqua.
In Viroqua, yeah, about 15 miles from where we live.
Yeah.
We're a place, an isolated rural outpost that people actually want to come and visit.
Well, it doesn't hurt that it's so pretty up there, too.
Well, and that there's the cool music scene, too.
Yes. Yep.
Well, and what I'm discovering as we sort of get around to different parts of the state, that each state sort of has, I mean, each part of the state has its own sort of character and feel to the music. If you were to describe what the feel of to people who don't go down to that part of Wisconsin very often, how would you describe?
There's an old-timey flavor to it. There's a country flavor to it. There's a little
definitely
bit of bluegrass.
Scandinavian. like roots.
Scandinavian, yeah.
And that and Scandinavian, sort of in the same. If you only listen to fiddle music and you only listen to kind of stuff from the southeast, you know, kind of traditional, what you think of as fiddle music, you wouldn't realize.
Like Appalachian fiddle.
Yeah,
music.
Appalachian yeah. fiddle. You wouldn't realize style. Necessarily that there's this like super vibrant tradition of from the same time period that's all Scandinavian influenced from, you know, from mm-hmm. our part of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, how about we do one more song?
Sure, that sounds
absolutely.
Great. This one, we couldn't fit the title on the album cover. It's Come On Back, Break My Heart, Baby One More Time.
Right.
One, two, three, four.
You said you was true with me, want no more to do with me. Since you've been untrue to me, life has been too blue for me. I got something to say to you, get on my knees and pray to you. I live every day for you, if you change my skies from gray to blue. Break my heart one more time, the way you hurt me is divine. You can run around, put me down, baby, I don't mind. Just come on back, break my heart, baby, one more time. Wiping your shoes on me, long as you keep choosing me, I choose you, abusing me. I'll keep living this life for you, keep on wondering why for you. Before I say goodbye to you, I'm gonna lay right down and die for you. Break my heart one more time, the way you hurt me is divine. You can run around, put me down, baby, I don't mind. Just come on back, break my heart, baby, one more time.
That's great. Oh, I love the harmony you guys have. That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you're on the web, I assume, a website?
Yes, we have a website. Yep, it's sapsuckersmusic.com.
Okay, and are you on social media too? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but Facebook is really where we spend most of our time on mm-hmm. social media.
Okay, so people can find you there, and I assume you're going to be playing around the state this summer? And
yes, we've got several dates coming up. I know we're going to be at Midwest Music Fest, and we're going to be at Great River Folk Festival. Both of those are in La Crosse. What else springs to mind? Mile of Music? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if we were or not. So I
think we can say that. It's not. We haven't signed a contract yet, but I think
okay.
I think we'll be there.
All right. Well, whether we are or we aren't, it's a great festival.
It is.
Yes.
In Appleton.
It is.
They've
yes.
always treated
fantastic
us really well.
Festival.
Yeah.
And the music is top notch.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And there's. I mean, we try really hard to keep our calendar up to date and Facebook up to date, and mm-hmm. we're trying harder to keep our newsletter up to date. So
okay. Well, people can go to the website or Facebook and
yeah,
yes.
find
yes.
you in the, hopefully in their neck of the woods then this
yes.
summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, great.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming in today. Thanks as always to Tom Blaine, our wonderful engineer, for making us sound good here today, and thanks Nikki and Joe for coming in.
Thanks. To both of you guys
so
for
welcome.
Having us. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But.